This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All righty, let's get to our job in this hour. The DJ Veers are here to go through the Talk Radio Roundup. DJ Veers include Doug Steffen, that'd be me, Jennifer Horn, that'd be her, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, we're all here at the ready with the top stories of the week from Talkers Magazine and the list of the top 10 people being discussed on News Talk radio stations according to the surveys done by the staff and management of Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists. They will be posted at our website and Facebook page, and also Talk Radio Countdown Show page, and also at talkers.com. So there you go. Number 10 on the story list, our relationship with China, and I guess to a lesser extent foreign policy, Russia comes into that. That's been an ongoing focus as well. It should be, because this week a lot of attention was placed on the reports as to who really was responsible and how the whole business of COVID got started. There's a lot of whitewashing going on, obviously, by the Chinese and their interests, but I think people are not being fooled by that. Do you ladies come up with anything? Did you see anything that was extraordinary, or pretty much all fingers are pointing in the same direction? And not that it's a surprise to us, but it seems to be, oh, really? The Chinese are responsible? Hello, are you on the planet? You know what's going on? So, go ahead, Jennifer.
I just think it's the protection. I think it's unfortunate because I think we're going to get back into business with the World Health Organization again. And the World Health Organization, I think, it sounds like a great idea if it was operating honestly and truthfully. And I think that the Chinese government has just received so much cover from the World Health Organization that it's troublesome, because how do we ever hold them accountable if everybody's kind of tiptoeing around, not really holding them accountable? And that's the issue. And
who's everybody?
You know, the world yeah, governments. And it's not just our country that needs to be on board. It needs to be everybody. And forget the fact that, you know, I mean, obviously we all believe what we believe about how the virus started out, whether it was an accident or whether it was purposeful or whatever. Whatever we believe, the point is that it broke out in China first, and the Chinese government decided to hold back information from the rest of the world, information that could have been very helpful.
And I agree on that, right? Like, does everybody agree on that?
Yeah.
I think that's it. I mean, that's when we're looking for like the moderate opinion. I mean, because it's really, I mean, we all, I think, have very strong feelings here about, you know, whether it was an accident or whether it wasn't, and why it was created and who was linked to it and all that stuff. But forget it, because until we actually know, we don't know. We all just have opinions. But what we do know and what we can't quantify is that there are thousands and thousands and thousands, maybe millions of people who are no longer accounted for in China through cell phone records that have never been reported as COVID deaths. Now, it could be coincidental, but that seems highly unlikely. And the fact that the World Health Organization told people that it was not spread via droplets, remember? I mean, there was just so much bad and erroneous information that came out early on. That's the problem for me, I think. And I think the rest of the world, too.
Number nine on the list, the focus on social media bias. Didn't we see some place this week where Facebook had done something in Australia? I'm trying to remember what it was, because there's so much going on.
Cutting down all news sources.
That was it, because they don't want to pay for them. Right?
And I haven't had a chance to actually dig into exactly why or what the reasoning is, but the headline anyway was that they were pulling all the news sites out of Australia, and also that they were starting to mark like climate news and COVID news also, as they were doing with election stuff.
What do you mean market? What does that mean, Jen?
You remember during the election cycle how they were marking stuff that whoever working at Twitter or Facebook deemed to be fake? Well, they're doing the same thing now with COVID and climate. And so a lot of people are just upset that they're putting their thumb on the scale, because there were plenty of stories that I saw floating around that COVID marked as fake for whatever reason that didn't turn out to be fake, including, you know, some of the stuff.
Well, they also want
other stuff.
Facebook wants the wants the tech companies to pay for the news. I mean, Australia, sorry, wants the companies like Facebook to pay for news on their platforms. They take a lot of news. We see that, you know, here all over the place. Yahoo, Facebook, you name it. They're all, they sort of coagulate all the news stories and put them together on one single platform. And so the people there want them to pay. That'll be interesting to see how that works out. Immigration reform is number 8 on the list as we work our way toward number 1 on this week's list of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. I was just thinking as I was walking back up to the studio about what we had talked earlier this morning about which side of the aisle you're on and who's done good things. And I still think that a lot of the things that were done by Trump to focus on fixing the problem, even though a little heavy-handed, it was paying attention to it. And then with COVID, everything sort of fell apart. I think now there are a lot of people who are waiting to get into this country, and we are concerned, I think many of us, about just folks coming in and getting a shot that aren't entitled to getting a shot. And so what about...
I have not heard about vaccinating immigrants coming in from the border at all.
They're starting
to have to take a test.
Is it today?
Anybody who is an ICE detainee is now, I guess the people who are in detention are the ones who will be given the vaccine.
Okay, so if they're in... Okay, that makes more sense.
Right. All right, so number 7, race relations, and I'm going to repeat something that I said earlier because there has been a lot of focus in the House this week on reparations. A bill is moving forward. Well, I don't know how far it's going to get, but I know that my friend and Jennifer's friend, Larry Elder, who's a broadcaster, does a syndicated program every afternoon around the country. I worked with him at KABC back in the 90s. He always has had sort of a contrarian, not what the average black person thinks. And he recoils at that even because who is the average black person? That's a good question. Anyway, he said in testimony this week that it's wrong to take money from people who never owned slaves and give it to people who never were slaves. It may be that simplistic, but it pretty much makes the point. Now, there are other things that are going on that we ought to be paying attention to. Police and their attitude toward black people in general, some parts of the country, it's a real problem. In educational opportunity, I mean, there's a lot of systemic racism, and I never thought I'd use that term.
He would disagree with you on that, actually. He'd disagree with you.
Systemic racism?
Yeah.
Well,
he must come from a very privileged point of view. He's ill-informed then. I don't know. That's ridiculous for him to say. Well, it's ridiculous for any black person to say that there is no systemic racism in this country.
White
people recognize it.
But that doesn't mean that in their wheelhouse that it is. You see it that way, and I might see it that way, but that doesn't mean everybody sees it that way.
Well, then you know what? Congratulations to him. That he has never experienced racism, that he's
I think he has experienced it, frankly. Yeah. But anyway,
I don't want to speak for him because I think it would be a better time for him to speak.
I don't even
know
who this guy is. I'm just saying that seems like
well-known,
a pretty preposterous.
Pretty big guy in talk radio and TV. Was a TV judge, all that kind of
stuff. He was a judge.
Yeah, moral court.
Forget about that. Yeah, right. It's pretty funny.
I would like to do it again, I think.
Well, I would guess that his opinion is probably in the vast, vast minority then.
Well, I think he takes his opinion from numbers. And the fact is that he, or at least the way he presents it, is that everybody has developed this idea of systemic racism on fake numbers because there are no numbers that indicate nationally what arrests really look like in this country. It's all extrapolated numbers about whether or not more black people are being arrested in contrast to the amount of crimes committed. So I think when it comes to crime and police, he makes a really good point, and that's a point that I've tried to make before, and that is that everybody has derived their opinion from whatever narrative they're being fed. There is no national counter.
I'm going to feed you this narrative, and then we'll take a break. My narrative is that there are way too many black people in jail that ought not to be there for minor offenses that white people are not put in jail for. Well, whatever, bail reform or, you know, using drugs, whatever it is, there are plenty of examples of of things not being equal. Having said that, however, there are a lot of that you can say about poor people. You can say it about rich people who are now being called on to pay more taxes than probably they should. So it's around the corner and up the street, wherever it goes. Severe weather is next in our focus here on the Talk Radio Review.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds. On Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. All right, so number six on the countdown list is the focus on the weather in Texas, the power grid, and how some people are blaming it on climate change, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. We've talked about this a lot this week on the DJV program, and I think that it is, it just, at this point, pointing fingers, what is my expression? I used to have this sign in my office, fix the problem, not the blame. Even though there's been, there's plenty of blame to go around.
That's what I was trying to get out in an earlier hour of the show. It's not about politics or who's right or who's wrong. The fact that it has become a national conversation and used as a catalyst to either support your claims about climate change or harden your opposition to the idea of climate
change.
I mean, right now, look, there's room for that, and that'll happen in a week. Like, we'll get there, and we can fight about turbines and all that stuff, but right now the problem is that people are really suffering, and I don't know. It's just, it's crazy to me. And I guess we have the luxury because we're not there. Many of us, all of us, excuse me, on the show are not there. So we have the luxury of talking about turbines and whoever's right and wrong and stupid Ted Cruz when everybody else is freezing. So,
well, I think, there's that. And what are people going to do immediately about not just getting their electricity back? It shows you how dependent we are on these sorts of resources. But the question comes, and I think it's a legitimate question, as to why Texas took themselves out of the power grid that the rest of the country is sort of on.
Well, they were able to escape a lot of regulations that were on the federal level. So
right. It's all about
simple.
Oil. It's pretty much, it's all about oil in that circumstance. Okay, number five on our look at the top 10 stories is a focus on governors. Cuomo, Newsom, I think are the two main ones there, although Ted Cruz plays into this politicians under fire. I'm not quite sure I understand the Cuomo thing. I get the Newsom thing. He's just bad. He's a bad guy, bad dude, shouldn't be there, should never have been elected. Cuomo, there seems to be
nursing homes.
I know.
Cuomo's getting a lot of heat, and he apparently, allegedly, called and started threatening Democrats who were speaking out against him. And somebody came out, a Democrat came out and said that he threatened to ruin my career if I came out and spoke out against him.
Swell. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 at the hour, the Talk Radio Review with the DJV Show. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. So, Jay, on our social media platforms, we have Twitter at DJV Show, etc., Facebook.com/DJV Show. How many of these things, I guess... when it comes to social media, the bias, maybe that's a good question to ask in and of itself. Number nine item, what do you think? Social media, is social media biased? Is it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've asked that question, and a lot of people do say it is. People who are for things typically decide that, you know, they're for it and they agree. But people who are against anything are super angry about it, I've noticed.
So what's the anger angle here in terms of just being curbed?
It comes across with the discussion of freedom of speech and especially with different platforms kicking people off. You know, why do they get to decide who should get kicked off, and why are some people getting kicked off for less things when people got kicked off for more?
Yeah, are you considering getting off of Facebook or Twitter because of their stance on the First Amendment? That's a fairly legitimate question, don't you think, lady?
They have no stance on the First Amendment. The First Amendment has nothing to do with private companies. It's about government censorship.
That, but people think it does, though.
Well,
Victoria,
people need to be better informed, then. Then we need to keep saying it until people learn.
Well, and
it's very basic.
It's not getting information from other people's opinions on Facebook. Yeah. Actually, look at the news. Look at articles. Read the journals.
Right.
Do your research.
And I think
read your best friend posted.
Read the Constitution. It's very simple.
They're in this gray area, though, where they've become a utility. And, if, for instance, if phone companies stopped phone calls coming to you from, you know, people who voted
China.
For Biden or
right,
Trump
yeah.
or China or whatever, then we'd be really ticked off because they're a utility and they're not supposed to do that. They're not making that decision. And social media is in this gray area where they are a private company, but they are operating now as a utility and people use them as a communication platform. And I think that's where the outrage comes from.
I'm all in favor of them being recategorized, and I think Section 230 being repealed, that's something
that's
important.
What's
Section 230 being repealed, it basically protects them so that they have no liability for what people say on their platforms. It was
How'd
started
get
in 1996. The internet wasn't even really a thing yet, except Al Gore apparently invented it. But beyond that, the internet in 1996, no one could ever even fathom where we are today with what the internet has become, what social media wasn't a thing. So this is a very, very outdated section that needs to be repealed. Biden's in favor of it. A lot of people on the right are in favor of it. I think just eliminate that and then decide once and for all, are these companies, are they utilities, like Jen said, or are they private entities where everyone has to, I mean, we all check off the box. We all have agreed to the user terms. No one seems to remember that when they want to complain about freedom of speech, which does not apply to anything in the private sector.
Unfortunately, I think people are just looking for an element of consistency, and what Twitter and Facebook have failed on is consistently operating in the same way. They allow certain threats and certain bad statements, not others. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it's upsetting to people because everybody's looking for the hypocrite police these days.
Right, and the newest audit of Facebook during the election that was sort of surprising. A lot of people don't want to hear it, but if you were spreading misinformation from even Trump himself, those posts were not flagged. They were flagged on Twitter, and on Facebook they were allowed to go. So there's a bias on the left, you know, for Twitter, and on the right for Facebook. So everybody is biased, and there is no one standard.
I don't know anybody's going to say that Zuckerberg is any conservative. I don't know where that's not coming from.
Oh, yes, he is.
Zuckerberg?
It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter, though, about him. But this is an independent audit that was done. I'll send you guys the study. It was pretty telling. Right. And everybody who was spreading misinformation, basically retweeting Trump himself, none of that got flagged. So
the question is, who determines misinformation? That's the problem.
Man, it's getting so cloudy and gray. That area is so cloudy and gray these days. 28 after the hour, we continue another half hour of our focus on the chart.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The weather delaying plans to vaccinate more Americans against the coronavirus. President Biden in Michigan yesterday at a Pfizer vaccine plant as the delivery of 6 million doses is held up by extreme weather across most of the country. Overall, Biden says he likes the pace of vaccine distribution, especially considering what he calls a slow start.
My predecessors, my mother would say, God love them, failed to order enough vaccines, failed to mobilize the effort to administer the shots, failed to set up vaccine centers. That changed the moment we took office.
Biden believes his administration is still on track to administer 100 million vaccine doses in his first 100 days. Meanwhile, the House Budget Committee yesterday releasing details of Biden's COVID relief bill. The $2 trillion bill includes a $15 an hour minimum wage, $1,400 stimulus checks, extending unemployment benefits, and more money for small businesses. This is USA Radio News. President Biden planning to visit Texas soon following a massive storm. Biden also says yesterday he'll sign a major disaster declaration for the state. Meanwhile, many Texas residents facing sticker shock as they see their new heating bills. One provider's prices soar from $50 per megawatt hour to $9,000 per megawatt hour. NASA is sharing what it calls exhilarating pictures of Mars as taken by the rover Perseverance that landed Thursday. The pictures show the rover descending to its landing spot in a crater. Former astronaut Mike Massimino tells NBC News we're going to be learning a lot about Mars in the years to come.
The idea of sending people to Mars, I think that's what this in some ways is all about. You know, there's a lot of understanding our planet as well by looking at Mars, understanding how our solar system formed, looking for other signs of life, answering questions not only about Mars but Earth, but also paving the way for people to go there.
The rover will undergo some maintenance checks this weekend and take more pictures, including a panorama. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get back into it here, the DJV program, with a focus on the hot hits and news talk radio. We do it every week at this time as a complimentary hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. We have the stories that Michael and his staff have put together at Talkers, so we're going through those. We'll have some discussion about some of the people on the list as time allows. Number three this week is the passing of Rush Limbaugh. Probably could spend the rest of the half hour talking about Limbaugh, the pros, the cons, the ups, the downs, stuff that is obvious about him of late, but early on in his career, I spent a good deal of time on this program talking about my relationship with him early on. Most everybody in news talk radio or talk radio has got a story about Limbaugh, and that's appropriate because he affected all of our lives and all of our listeners.
The story that I didn't know about him, because sure. I think it's the best story that I've heard, and that is that he had a great friendship with Elton John. Had you guys heard about that?
Yes. Elton sang at his wedding. His wife asked that he sing at the wedding, and Elton John said, are you sure?
What year was this? 2010.
About 10 years ago.
He gave Elton John $1 million and donated it to AIDS research.
Did he make a public apology to all the people who died from AIDS that he celebrated on the air?
Doesn't go necessarily. Yeah. Remember, even though there are, let's see how can I phrase this and make it sound real. What Limbaugh and I talked about when we were early on pups, we both started doing a syndicated program about the same time in the fall of 1988. And that was our connection for the next 3 years or so. We were always talking back and forth through each other. I was much more political then than I am now on the air. And although his stuff, after he really got settled in and comfortable with what he was doing, then he became more controversial. But the idea that he was all about what he said, not necessarily true. He said oftentimes in circumstances where there are other broadcasters, hey, it's a show. I'm an entertainer. I'm doing things. Is everything that I say on the air what I really believe? No. But then, you know, a lot of it because his followers really wanted to believe that everything he said was gospel, that he sort of became bigger than life. But in reality, he was a very generous guy. He gave millions of dollars to lots of different, whether they were conservative causes or the AIDS thing. And, yeah, I mean, whether he was on the air, somebody that sounded like an SOB when it came to, and what his real, see, that the question is, what are his real values? Did he give Elton John $1 million for his AIDS research charity because he felt guilty about what he said on the air? Or did he really, in some closet fashion, approve of what Elton John? Elton John was asked, if you want to know the whole story, now that Jennifer brings it up, Elton John was asked by his wife-to-be, Catherine, asked Elton John, and they were at some event, I can't remember what it was, but he was asked by Catherine to sing at their wedding. And he said, are you sure? and she said, yeah. And then Limbaugh said, yes, we would like you really to sing at our wedding. So he did, and it was quite the affair. If you see some of the pictures that have show, you know, been around this week, lots of pictures of Limbaugh at all stages of his career, and a picture of his, he and his wife at the wedding, and you know, the whole Elton John thing, and people being surprised that he was the entertainment as well because of what Victoria just said. But I think it's very difficult to put somebody, you judge people on whatever you want to judge them on. You judge them on what they say. And so he's held very, very controversial and pretty upsetting views on the air. But as he's speaking to, I mean, there's another, there's been a controversy about guys like Mark Levin. And when his boss has told him to stop the stuff about the election because it wasn't true, et cetera, et cetera, he said, I'm not really, you know, it's the show. I'm telling people that are listening to me what they want to hear. Is it necessarily true? You got to make up your own mind. So there's that gray area. And the problem with it, not just from Limbaugh's point of view or Levin or whoever's on the air, is that people, they don't get it in a sense. And maybe there should be more responsibility. Maybe, you know, there used to be the fairness doctrine and it existed when it went out. That's when Limbaugh came in. Limbaugh could never have existed in a circumstance where there was the so-called fairness doctrine, but it was thrown out in 1987 and Limbaugh's program began in 1988, as did mine. But I wasn't controversial at the time and knew, you know, once in a while I'll say something that gets me thrown off a station here and there, but certainly not cut out of the same cloth as some of these guys are. And it's because I don't care to be in that category. It's just I don't want the program to sound like that.
But you're authentic, guys, and you also don't say things that you don't believe.
I get that.
And you're not an actor, and you're not, you know.
This is a business, Victoria, and I have been much less successful in the business than Limbaugh because he catered to an audience. And so
I'd rather be less successful and be authentic.
Well, I understand that. I get it. I get that from you, but a lot of people in business don't see it that way. And they want to get somebody that's going to, it's like playing the hits. You know, when you play the top 30 songs, the top 40 songs, you play them over and over and over again because that's what people want to hear. And that's really what talk radio has become, playing the hits. So at any rate, but Limbaugh leaves a huge hole. I think that there's going to be, it'll be very interesting. They're going to leave his, I don't even know who it is. There's somebody who's going to sort of be the corraler of conversation. Jennifer, do you know who it is who's sitting in there now that's going to, basically, they're going to do Rush. They're going to go back.
I can't remember
got
who
all
it is,
of his
but
audio.
It's the same guy who's been doing kind of like a DJ thing where he kind of intros some
right.
of the best of.
They're going to take, right. They're going to take stuff that applies to whatever conversation there is because they have thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of Limbaugh's program. So they'll just take it. It's all categorized. I remember, and this is just an anecdotal talk radio thing. People who remember Bruce Williams, Bruce, you girls probably don't remember Bruce Williams, but he was the number one guy at night from 8 to 11 for years and years and years and years. Did a syndicated program. And I remember going into his studio because he was notorious for having entanglements while he was on the air, inviting guests to come up to the studio, and he'd disappear for a while with the guests. And I remember when I went into the main studio, we used to call them cartridges, carts. There were recorded phone conversations, thousands of them, that when Bruce decided to take a walk, they would just play those, like, you know, they were calling in on the air right then and there. So there are, with a lot of us, I don't know how much we have categorized or how much we have put aside. I don't usually much save stuff. But there is, with a lot of these broadcasters, there's that sort of stuff. And you can almost make it feel like it's being done now, even though it may have been said 10 years ago. So that's what they're going to do with the Limbaugh program moving forward for a while. Because, frankly, it's a cash cow for that network, and they have nobody that even comes close. They've asked Hannity to, I think there was a discussion about moving Hannity into that slot, and he said, nope, I'm staying where I am. Whoever comes in after Rush, no matter how long they play this out, and they do the Rush, they do the Rush archives, and it could be, you know, as long as it gives them good ratings, they'll keep doing it. And when it stops and they put somebody else in there, that person, no matter who it is, I wouldn't want to be in that shot. I wouldn't want to be there because it won't work. You've got to reconnoiter that whole thing. There will never be another Limbaugh because he was very unique. Like him or not, he did things for this band, the AM band, now FM, but for radio, that hadn't been done. And the guy that was behind him, a guy named Ed McLaughlin, who heard, actually a consultant that I was using, my friend Bob Kay is listening right now, and he remembers Bruce Marr because he and I both used him as a consultant in our stations when we were running stations in the mid-80s. One of the most, he was a genius when it came to consulting and understanding what the new world of talk radio was all about. And he lived in Reno, Nevada, and he could hear the Sacramento station at his house. So he's listening to this guy Limbaugh, and he says, wow, this guy's got something. So he brings him to this guy McLaughlin, who's looking for somebody to syndicate, and says, you got to listen to this guy. And that's how they all got together. They shared the first 5 years of the broadcast. It was a three-way partnership between Limbaugh, McLaughlin, and Bruce Marr. And then after that, Bruce Marr was bought out, and it was just Rush and McLaughlin. And when they were bought out by Premier, each of them got $70 million. In the that's how much the Premier paid to get Limbaugh to their network. And he's been worth easily $100 million a year or more in billing for that network. So that's why they keep the. That's why you'll continue to hear the Rush Limbaugh stuff, because that's, you know, it's kind of about money. It isn't kind of, it is about money. On the Talkers Magazine front, the top stories in order from number 10 to number 1, a foreign policy, our relationship with China, especially Russia. Number 9, the focus on social media and the people who are running the social media platforms. Immigration reform is number 8. Relationships in the country, race relationships, hearing this week, testimony on whether or not to pay reparations to black families. Number 6 is the weather, that Texas situation with the power. Wow. Number 5, politicians who are getting it in the neck. Ted Cruz, Gavin Newsom, and Andrew Cuomo. Number 4 this week on the countdown, the economy, what's going on because of COVID. Number 3, the passing of Rush Limbaugh. Number 2, the power struggle in the grand old party. And number 1, certainly, is COVID, the story list from Talkers Magazine for the week of February 15th to the 19th. You can see it posted on our Facebook page, the DJV Facebook page, or at talkers.com. All right, in a moment or two, we're going to talk or focus on the power struggle within the GOP. It's now 44 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see results. We even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So that's buy 4, get 4 free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. The people list this week from Talkers Magazine includes Bill Gates at number 10. He's got a lot to say on, he's objected to the permanent Facebook ban for President Trump. That's why he's on the list. Number 9, Gavin Newsom. He's there because when you see the definition of a-hole in the dictionary, there's a picture of him. Number 8, and maybe there's a picture of Ted Cruz there, too. He's at number 8. Andrew Cuomo, maybe there ought to be three pictures there. He's number 7. Number 6, Nikki Haley. Number 5 is Matt Gaetz and Kevin McCarthy. Rush Limbaugh, number 4. Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi are tied for the number 3 spot. Joe Biden is 2, and Donald Trump is 1. Isn't it interesting that Trump maintains, at least on news talk radio stations, the priority in conversation over Joe Biden. I suppose that that is what you might expect. So there it is, the list of the top people in discussion for the week of February 15th to the 19th, according to Talkers Magazine. All right, continue on. I got to say something. Again, thank you, Victoria, for saying that what I say is genuine, because I am somebody who's not been smart enough to sometimes curb my enthusiasm for certain thoughts. I am appalled. There's a new talk host. I don't know, Jennifer, if you've heard him. His name is Jesse Kelly. I've only heard him once, and he didn't impress me. But he's been all day. The company that syndicates him has bought ads in all the trades celebrating Limbaugh's legacy. It's so thinly veiled that it's disgusting. They're trying to get a name associated with someone who could replace Rush. Their goal is to get to stations who may be confused about what they're going to do going forward. And, okay, here's Jesse Kelly. Maybe we can put him on. It makes me nauseous, frankly. Guys like this, I don't know. Maybe that's too inside baseball, but guys like that give me a pain in you know where. All right. Number 2, the power struggle. Jennifer, who's going to win? What's going on in the grand old party? Is it the Trumpsters that win, or is it the other side?
You know, I got to tell you, I think the power struggle is a construct of the mainstream news media. I don't really think
maybe it is.
That I mean, everybody's like, "Oh, the Republican Party is split in two." Well, okay, you've got a couple of people that we probably would have considered part of the swamp, like the Mitch McConnells and the Liz Cheneys of the world, who voted to convict or to try to impeach Trump.
I don't think Liz Cheney is part of the swamp.
Oh, trust me. With Dick Cheney as her dad, yeah.
Well, I never liked him, but there's something about her. Anyway, go ahead.
Swamp creatures. But anyway, so, I mean, I don't know. If you look at the new polling that's out, and I can't believe we're talking about 2024, and it's early, of all the candidates that have been put on the list, 53% wanted to see Trump. The next highest, 6% for Donald Trump Jr. So this
thing people just haven't gotten over that yet.
No, it's
I
early
think in
yet.
6 months, I think that will wear off. And
I don't
then
think
someone
Trump
else
is going to run. Honestly, I don't think Trump will run
the
again.
Contributions, though, whoever runs will have to do the populist style that Trump did. It is not going away. The Republican Party was literally saved, and you may disagree. I can hear it already. But you may disagree. It was literally
from
saved
me,
by
former Republicans
Trump.
Like me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, well, Nikki Haley's trying to do that with her
statement. She's never going
to
get the vote.
I'm like Trump, except for the bad stuff.
But she's so dumb, though, because she came out and said bad things about Trump, and now she's begging him for a meeting. I mean, it's like within the week, ridiculous, because she feels it. She knows she stepped in it.
Yeah. All right, number 1, the COVID thing. Man, what is there left to be said about it's become redundant, repetitive. I know that you both have been on me, all three of you, this week, to not stay with the COVID story. I think on in terms of national conversation, we've kind of owned that story because everybody else is doing the GOP stuff, the Republican and Democrat stuff. I wanted to focus on the COVID. And so, I mean, that's not going to go away. Whether we keep it on the top of the list or not remains to be seen, but it is on the top of the list this week. All right, ladies, thank you. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner here with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, it's 53 at the hour now in the DJV world. It's time for a Tech Talk, a review of the top five items this week, in fact, courtesy of DJV or Victoria Keelan, who goes from five to number one. Number five is Spotify. We're spot on with Spotify here, it looks like, Victoria.
Right, and the reason Spotify was in the news this week is because they're jumping on the remote work bandwagon in a major way. They announced that they are now going to allow their employees to choose if they'd like to work from home permanently. They also can choose what country they want to live in. So if you're living in a specific city or state because of your job, you no longer are tied to that, which is pretty cool. The reason that people are paying attention to this is because a lot of the work from home situations are really, a lot of companies base themselves off of what the tech companies model. And so when we see Facebook allowing people to work from home until this July, or, you know, any of the other major companies, Google and things like that, whatever they do in terms of office atmosphere and environment, that tends to kind of become a pattern. So a lot of people are paying attention to how, I guess you would say, generous Spotify is being with allowing that kind of flexibility. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. All right, number four.
The FBI has been warning people that online romance scams are on the rise in a major way. There were almost 24,000 relationship fraud complaints reported to the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center in 2020. That was up 5,000 more from the year before. This added up to $605 million in financial losses.
That's just like, and that's $125 million more than the year before. That's how much people were scammed in the year 2020. I know a lot of single people were home, people who were married who were home and stuck with their spouses were on the dating sites, on the DL. So a lot of this stuff is through the dating sites. Tinder, Hinge, Match, and OkCupid reported a 12% increase in users alone. And, of course, along with that, lots of catfishing. So just, if you're on these sites, you have to be really, really careful. Do not lose your money to a catfish.
All right, number three is a focus on the Google Maps app.
Yeah, Google Maps is adding a couple new useful features, the ability to pay for parking or to buy a train ticket right through the Google Maps app. So Google Maps is integrating two mobile parking payment systems called Passport and Park Mobile. Both offer the ability to find, pay for, and replenish your parking meters or parking lot fees through just using the Google Maps app. All you have to do, essentially, you don't need to use it to navigate to your destination, but when you get to your destination, because I know, Doug, you had said earlier this week on the DJV show that you like using Waze over Google Maps. A lot of people
yes.
do. So all you need to do is when you reach your destination, pull up Google Maps and you'll see pay for parking. There's a button that pops up and anywhere you are, it will do through GPS. It will allow you to pay for your parking. If you're far enough away from your car that you don't want to run back and feed the meter, you can also do it right through the app, which is pretty cool. And you can buy train tickets. They're starting out in Boston and Cincinnati and Houston, LA, New York, D.C., and then they're adding more cities, but that's also another convenient kind of cool thing that Google Maps is doing.
All right. Well, in all of our minds, or many people's minds anyway, is how to schedule a vaccine shot, so we have some sites here to announce, yes?
Yeah, this is a very frustrating thing for not just, you know, people that we know directly. It took me 2 weeks to get an appointment for my mom. We couldn't get one for my dad, and luckily when my mom went in to get her first shot, she told the nurse that her husband, who also qualified, was sitting in the car, and the nurse was so sweet and allowed my dad to go in and get his shot too. And I think it's worth asking. I really do. If you have a shot and your partner or spouse or loved one who qualifies isn't on the list yet, just ask. It can't hurt. But in the meantime, there are some sites that are really helpful. NBC News created a very simple website. It's nbcnews.com/specials/planyourvaccine, and that will help you locate places of where you can get an appointment. GoodRx, the prescription app, that also has a link that they will help you try to find a vaccine site. And, of course, CVS is now launching nationally. They're booking appointments, and they're going by really quickly. But if you stay on that site and keep checking, you might have some good luck there.
Right. Number one, more scams.
So in Texas, as we know, this has been a really, really tough week for the people of Texas. So many millions of people without power, and it's especially cold right now. And so a lot of the government, FEMA and a lot of the government agencies there are warning people that there are disaster scammers on the loose. I didn't even know that was a thing until this, but they're calling people up. They're pretending that they're going to turn your power back on. They're taking your financial information. Do not give out anything over the phone. No gas or electric company needs your information over the phone.
Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff, so keep that in mind. Those are the top five technology stories this week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.